From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators try to determine the motive behind the attack that killed 49 people and wounded 53 others. Biden did not elaborate Tuesday, but said that in the coming days, President Barack Obama would say more. Obama is due to visit Orlando on Thursday. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered his condolences regarding the killings.
I know the whole House will join me in sending our profound sympathies to the family and friends of the 49 people who died in the horrific attack in Orlando on Sunday. This was an evil attack of terrorism and homophobic hatred, and we utterly condemn both of them. This attack, along with the callous murder of a French police couple on Monday, is a stark reminder of the challenge we face to defeat the poisonous ideology of Daesh, both online and on our streets. But I believe that together with our friends, with our allies, and with our common values, we will prevail.
Cameron spoke before the House of Commons. China has warned against U.S. President Barack Obama meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it could damage mutual trust. The closed-door meeting, scheduled for Wednesday, is intended to avoid angering China, which views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. President Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. But China fears it will send the wrong message to Tibetans. Dialogue between the Dalai Lama and China's central government stopped in 2010. This is VOA News.